Fisher and Gittin, Hatov Shalom Echas, 1968-79, Dal El Hatov Shalom Echas, Bezim and Aleph and Gittin.
Took effect for Kiddush. The first Dusha took effect for Kiddush. And this Dusha, the Dusha that took effect for Kiddush, so that what it is, it's Kishon Shaito or Kishon Shaito. So with the Boas Vice Fish, the whole Vice Fish, Boas Mechametzah, so the Dusha that took effect for Kiddush, Yehoshua, terminated. So the Dusha was gone. But then, what is the meaning of the Eretz Yisrael? The plain meaning, the literal meaning of Eretz Yisrael. The land of Israel, or the new land of Israel. Now, suppose Jews would buy certain territory in Argentina. It's like in Baron Rocha. So here they dream. There would be a settlement, a Jewish community in Argentina. And suppose they would buy a piece of land, a big piece of land in Argentina, or in any part of the world. So, and the entitlement would be vested to Jews. Would that give it a deal of Eretz Yisrael? So in other words, Eretz Yisrael means, it doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, and then from Avraham Avinu, from the obvious, he descended the Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So true, in Eretz Yisrael there was a Chalukah. So every Shevet, as it is mentioned, so every shaved got its chalut, and then in the shaved itself, so there was another distribution among the various body offices. So each Jew in Eretz Yisrael acquired a certain piece of territory, a certain piece of land, in which he had five title. But how about Yerushalayim, where is all this body? So to whom does it belong? It doesn't belong to Yehudi, it doesn't belong to Binyamin, Yerushalayim, where is called the Shvatim. So to whom does it belong? So it doesn't belong to Jews, whom does it belong? It belongs to Klal Yisrael. So even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, that was this Chalukah Shvatim. So side by side with the private title that a certain Jew or that belongs to a certain Shevet had in a specific piece of land, there was the collective title that was vested in Klal Yisrael, and in all of Eretz Yisrael, but in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, so that was distributed among the Shvatim and among the various body offices. So there is an individual title also, the individual title in a specific piece of land, but there is all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, there is no specific title of any specific Jew, but it's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. It's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. So mainly, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact that collective title is vested in Klal Yisrael. So that gives it a din in Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ligam Yismiche, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not. The fact that Klal Yisrael has collective title in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that is enough to qualify it as a place where you can be masked. You can be masked with all that lay around. You want to hold the lay a mipo. So the halacha is that the Yira Krevo, the scheme of the Yira Krevo, have to say, Yodeinu Shot was at the Mazda. But the halacha is only named in Eretz Yisrael. It's not named on Israel. So that doesn't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. So again, every mocking that they live in Israel, mortgage, and though they were bubble or not cabbage, so the Kedushas Shemino, the Kedushas Shemino was Boka, and the Kedushas Shemino was not realized, was not Chalanet, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it has. Why? Because the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Matonim Me'achadish Bo'o Utah Bo'o. So the melee, of course, it goes without saying that goes to Hanetta or goes to is not the nice, diverse type that the Klal Yisrael had in the Eretz Yisrael. So the name is Shem Eretz Yisrael meant. So, but the Gabi, which is at least Boris, which things that we spoken are based upon Kedusha. So Kedusha was born, but Shemen of Israel was not born. So this seems like the Ritva says, as a possible text, and Rashi. And he doesn't agree with it. So he rejects Rashi's God. But for himself says, Abba Pishnish Litva Belayla. In other words, there is no way from the Gemara that the Smuchas and the Mugloids, that the point that the coming of the Shia is that the same one that the one that now. So, are Chutz Loretz. No, because according to Rashi, we have to say that if it's Chutz Loretz, Amish, it doesn't even have Shemeret Yisrael, so that the Kamel agreed that the Shia has to say for the Akhmer for the Akhmer. But that the Kamel says, maybe with the Rekhim Nachaga and Kvaluti, Smuches and Lugloyes, that while the Rebobo were not Kedesh, but the Mitzrayim were Kedesh. So maybe Dusha Zeret Yisrael doesn't have. But the Shemel is for it has. So maybe that's not in Kina Sayyam. Mithina Sayyam is called Chutz Loretz Mamish. That does not say Shemel is for it. So then, Gamliel says, Achamim Nerekim Lachan has to say for Nerekim Lachan. In other words, even though it is not Chutz Loretz, but it has Shemel is for it, so he also has to say for that now. And what from the middle is made that Mugloyes, that kind of Mugloyes that has a Shemel to soil itself, and it's Mugloy in the Tchumim of Dusha Zeret Yisrael. So Mugloyes says, even from such a place he has to say for that now. Whereas according to Tanekame and from Gamliel, he doesn't have to say for that. So the Ritva himself gives a test, but the Ritva doesn't agree with us. But in Rashi we have to say that. What the Ritva says, appropriation. Alright. Now you'll see that the Ritva himself, in the thesis of Ritva Mashmashmu Kedogen, says that Rekim the Chago is of Eretz Yisrael. The Ritva himself, yes?
Rashi,
like Karl Rubin, says that the Ritva is the Lord. Yeah, okay, so there's no Kashi. Because these are the Kedusha, so it's Chutz Loretz. You see, as far as Kedusha is concerned, it's Chutz Loretz. Yes? What
Rashi?
Yeah, but he also means Mochi Mochi. I know. Alright, okay. That I know, then he's like Yad Vashem, like Vashem. But the Ritva assumes that Rashi means not Mochi Mochi, any Chutz Loretz, and the Ritva himself mentions the Pasuk Taret, but he considers it as David. Alright. Now, the Tezus himself in the Ramas, Vashko Kedorim says that Rekim Lechavo and Ashkelon are from the Eretz Yisrael. Alright. Now, that means Mugloyes. The Chachomim Eglim, and so Sheiba, the Kohen Lachon Nechtam, El Amin, the Sayam, El Amin, the Sayam, the Amelie, Mates, the Sayam, the Shia, the Musiker from Kutlovis, Melich means the other way around. The Shia, the Musiker from the Israel, the Kutlovis. So, according to what is done, of Rishim to Mikaime, so we understand it very well. And the mascot of Gimori is the deep according to Rabbi, who says that the Tamil Panyakta is because of Mishmo, but Rabbi is in the wrong. So that's why I mean, it's a young Bamel, so she named Abu Ponyakta, Agmila Gmunye means like Berlin. So there is an Eastern zone and a Western zone. So there are different governments. And they were marked. You couldn't immigrate from one zone of the same city to the other zone. So the Mela there is no communication. So the Mela you have to say for that. But now, have you named a Mela Kelly? So I can give you this one. We are showing over, we are showing over, we are going to open. So that means have you dimensions borders? So he says, from back and eastward, where can so if she are bringing the gate from any place east of Reckon and Reckon included, so he has to say for the Akuman, so that means that Reckon is the border, the eastern border, we actually go then. If she are bringing the gate from south of Ashkelon and Ashkelon included, so he has to say for the Akuman Nechtam, the deal of good law. We are going to talk about the Mishnah. So he was a gay. No, Sako, Ako included. So then, yes, it's for that one left arm. And they are in the back of soil. And they are in the back of soil. And it's all she came up for the left arm. Good for the left arm. That is the corner. Oh, oh, for that one left arm. Oh, the applies to business. I am to go to the left. Why? So, first of all, in the Eretz Yisrael they are Kiddush Shmo, and then in the Eretz Yisrael they are always saying to the Kaddish. The Yisrael, what if the Baal comes and the contested, he says, it's forged. So then the Eidim have to verify. The Yisrael, these Eidim, the signatories themselves, or other Eidim, or the president that recognizes the signature of the Eidim. So they themselves authenticate the case. Now it's in Rashi. I mean, it's a young group, but it's a young man's problem with count. So Hashem can be a leader. The time you call him on, who is clear, they are bar, who is clear, who is clear, reke bechago, tam shikoli shikoro, tam nina bi reke bechago, abim balutim, shimechutz lo ezlu, שיסמיך לו, ואם ארץ ישראל, לא מפורש פוקטאי, החומי מן לא מפורש מי מייס, אתה נקם לראש, והמלך בארץ ישראל, אתה נסיים, מהגמוני להגמוני, כמו מפורש עם לאחר, שאירו שלי הגמוני, ומקפים זה על זה, שאירו שלי הגמוני, אז הוא נכנוס לחב, ובדיוק אם הם רק מנים, זאת אומרת, רק מציבי אותו לסחור לך מנסיים, זה רק מעצו, זה זה מי רואה, הוא לא יגיע לך, ואם רק את זה, הוא נפנח, הוא נפנח, זה חייקו לו פרק, זה משהו, ישראל בחוצרו, ביאשנו, נתראימו, the Akum Tzvedo, our 5 dimension, the borders, the western border, our fire shall have this oil and so on the road. Sheel HaGodei, who see, who yam, 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 the stomach kosher, not kill ishmo, the eating to him, told me the kind, he down, you know, the more what he did was, here the Mishnah says that I may get out of soil and so she might want to have one that. The initial available in this kind of place. The initial available in this kind of place. So that means only if the Baal contests it, the Baal is married. But if the Baal is not married, you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it for the Now, the Rambam says, the Rambam passes, that if an Isha produces a guest, so the Rambam passes, if the base of the Yerushim, Halochei, with Tzio get, is a Hashyoto, the Omur of the Rashi Bayou will say, Haritun and Menes, the Tinosite, Apo Pishay, the Queen, Moshe Bach. In other words, that even though the most shame hold that in any other star without any deal by the Moldova, so it requires skill. In other words, without skill, you cannot collect. Let's say, suppose someone is made star of boy, who is made star of boy against Shim. Now, if Shim is present, so Moravshah. Presence, and if he doesn't have, if he's telling me to hear, so then he gets to be kind. If he's not telling me to hear, and he sees it, so that means there's that mission, there's a word for this. So the shadow doesn't even come up. But suppose Ruben is made a star hate against Shimon, and Shimon is in the same, he's not the man. And he wants the best he should collect from the Hosim of Shimon. So most of the shame say that he has to be recast. He couldn't collect unless he's recast. I mean, so that's another choice. Mashiach came in get, if Elisha produces a get, so she doesn't have to bring in Kim to authenticate the get, the Chassidus Haredi. She doesn't have to do it. Why not? So, as a matter of fact, Taisa says, Vibli Shaobir is kind of Hezbo. I will call Spandal Yosef Baal in Arena, and we're not learning that Taisa says it. I just want to mention the first line. I will call Spandal Yosef Baal in Arena, Mrs. Altayade, we will tell him a Mizuyan, and we should begin Akil Rabba. So that means that Get is an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that if somebody wants to collect it with the shtar, shall we be on him, so then basically will not collect unless the one who produces the shtar is behind the shtar. But without the kiyum, so then we are doing Zuya. And we are hitching, maybe the shtar was forged. That's the general thing that applies to all shtars. But by yet, the Chachomim Omer, we should be not killing Rabbah. So by yet, if Elisha produces a get, so the best will let her get married without being behind the yet. Because we should be not killing Rabbah. This is the Shita of the Rambam also. Except that the Rambam doesn't mention the reason. Of the Shemitah Akhura. The Rambam just says, ויציא הגט מרשיותו ביום בו גירש ליבי ובוזה, הרי זו נמנס, ותינוס את זה, אבו תשאיר. But he doesn't mention the term of the Shemitah Akhura. But it's the same shit. Without mentioning the term of it. So that's an issue. At the end of the second period, that's what we do. We shall have to be a kid. So the more education, we shall be able to get a little bit of a garage. So, Rabune, the Emerald is Yahashi Beyot in the best playing in play. The Omerochi, what is also asked in Haare, Habish in the Omerochi, Habish in the Omerochi, what is also, what is also, Habish in the Kapolika, so, the what is also, what is also, Habish in the Kapolika, Habish in the Kapolika. So, so the Rambam says, Amen for Mamuni, which is not about my Zen. Abu, what is a lot of doubt? Abu, what is no? אלו נוסל נוגיתו, ואני אגד את אינטרסיותו, אם יצריכו למעקו, ואני בחסק את מדורש. So when is she required, if the woman herself produces the gift, deliver the gift? So when is she required, סיפור נחל נחדם, if the Baal stipulated that for a certain time she should act in the capacity of the Shliach, but if the Baal didn't make any stipulations, so then she became divorced, by the mere handing over of the gift from the other Baal, the other Isha, so she doesn't have to say for that. Hoyu v'get shebiyot, kozot kiru chosin, v'oei v'chzumo, v'av alpi sheinonu makirin, k'sad nisa leidi, v'oei miskaye, and chay shishi lo shem osim poizim. We don't care. So the best gives her a head there to get back. As long as she produces the gift, that's the right. שערים מקלקלת רץ, והיא שואלת אם אחסום להגיד את הרעים כי משלך כאו ידוס המבזן עד שהיא שובעת, לפי חוכנה מנהגת בחסק עושה בתינוס, ונחי שישי שבו ימצא מסוים. כמו שנח מנהגת בחסק עסק עושה, כי שיובי איזה ישפיח עד שיהיה הרי רבר, או עד שיובי ראיו, שהוא מצוי הפריפות, שאם לא חש לבוא ממנו בחיי צבן, כך הוא לא חש לגד שהתנבא ובחונן, שמו ביטלי, מחכים נוסק, הוא שמו הייתי פסום עם חוסן הוא בין, והרינו כי מצוי הפיתך, הוא שמו שלוי לשמו נכנע, הוא חישב שנחי ששם עוזר לחיי צבן, אלו נעמידים על חסקוסן, עד שנבוד עד שהוא בוטל, כך הוא לא חש לו משפיח, ולא מי שעצנו שהגר קיצה מתחסיותו, שבגין היו מצורים כדין המוץ. So, the Rambam, when he's angry with the marriage, and it's not the derech of the Rambam, to be married is always very brief, and very seldom does he give explanations and does he mention kashas. And so here he mentioned the kashas, and in fact, he doesn't, he didn't formulate it in the standard form of tetzves, but in this halacha, the Rambam has the kashas, and the Rambam has the kashas. So, what is the kasha that the Rambam makes? How is it that get differs from all other shtores? In all other shtores, there is that law that even a Baal Ashtar, if someone produces a shtar, let's say a mountain, Ruben is allegedly a mountain, and he produces a shtar, which, and that shtar purports to say that Shimon bowed to him 1,000 hours, and he comes to Bezin, and he wants, and Shimon, if Shimon is around, so Monashem, what does Shimon say? Either he admits or he contests. If he contests, so then he has to be kind of it. If he doesn't contest, then he's around in Bezin. So he admits. So there is a doubt, so there is no problem. Nothing to consider. But suppose Ruben produces that star against Shimon. Shimon is in the Gaza. And he wants that Bezin should collect, so Bezin wouldn't collect unless Ruben would produce anything who would testify that they recognize, let's say, the chesimes of the signatures. He has to be kind. So that's, and the same thing applies to all shtars. Let's say, if Ruben produces ishtar matonir or ishtar mechirem, the chimen gave him, the chimen was transferred, gave him title in a certain piece of land. And he wants to recover that piece of land, and Shimon is not around. So again, the best will not recover for him the piece of land, unless Ruben would be kind of stuff. So that's in general law. Not going to be a change for Mizuyah. So it should be the same. In other words, that if an Isha produces a gift, and so basically you should tell the Isha until you produce witnesses who will testify that they recognize the alleged signatories, the signature of the alleged signatories, you cannot get married. Maybe you forged it. Why don't we say that? Why don't we apply the same aloha that we apply to all other shtores? So Teitzve says that Kashi, and Teitzve says it is a special book, because after all, the whole aloha that the Baldomo has to be kind of eating before he recovers, before he collects. Fulvesa, Shalom Bifli Baldi. So then that's with Rabbanon. With the Rai, we don't have to be patient with you. So Mela sees it's only in Rabbanon. And with the Rai, we say, Masum Lashta, Nazit Lachta, Dusa Bifesa. So Mela, Bisa, be eaten. So, Mishumikun Akil Rabbanon, Chachomim, didn't want to be mad. That's Teisa's status. But the Rabbanon is written the same Kashe, but it doesn't give Teisa's status. And it gives another status. He says that the aloche, that only by moment we have to be chenshish, maybe it's mitzuyim. But by get not, why? Shein dinei o yisumim kidin amonis. He says, uchshem shein chenshish in ozeh v'chayetzim. El namideinu al chesos, ad shinikona asher upotim. כף לא מוכש ולא משליח ולא משעה עצמו שהגר תהיתי מתחסיותו שהמדיני הוא ניסום כדיני המונס שהמדיני הוא ניסום כדיני המונס כדיני ניסום כדיני המונס All right, so what? So it doesn't give thesis that it's we should be going to go to Rambam. So what's the shot in the Rambam? Does anyone have the Rambam in the Sabbath in the West Coast in the Rambam? Now the same question arises in connection with Shtashicho, because Shtashicho also, in the Shliach, delivers the Shtashicho, so he has been given as a Yam, so he has to say it for Nechut, for Nechut. But in the Shliach from the Eretz Yisrael, delivers the Shtashicho, to the end of the time, he does not have to say it for Nechut, for Nechut. So the Rambam says in the Chesavodi, only the Shliach delivers the Shtashicho. So yes, he for Nachman, but if the Eved, nine himself, produces the Shtar Shecho, he doesn't have to be kind. He doesn't have to be kind. So then the Hochazayim says, the Gita Chokim the Mirror of Mizvi, Shahmini get Chipo Beat Israel, in Zorich Liman von Yachtu von Yachtu, who be Chutz Lorez, in the name of Zuin the Kanke, the Yom Ashtir von Yachtu von Yachtu, and Zeu Kiyum, the Yvon Dil Rahakim Mashiach the Kuyum, the Shibam in Nosh, Kishayim Shoni Shahat from the Bill of Tok, the Yitzchik of the Kaime, who is Baket Yitzin Tahasyoto, Kahoevich is Tashiko Yitzin Tahasyoto, in Zorich the Kaime. That if an every time he produces the Shtar Shecho, and if it's not Nikuye, so basically we're telling you cannot be considered as a Yishuchah until you are Mikaye. And the same Asogi of the Ravid is mentioned by the Ravid in Pirkei Beis Mechadesh. So he says, when Zio get the Tachasiot of your Omo, Girashni Bayo, Bayo Jose, Harizun Menace, Dinos, Hapa Pishayin, the Queen, Moishe Biao. The Rambam says, so the Rambam says, Kosa Mahayvita, Eime Ramishi is Kayin the Chizmon, Hapa Pishayin, Yotzolovi. What's the chat of the Rambam? Because the Rambam was bothered by the same Kashi that Jesus says, so the Rambam asks, by your shoulder there is a water, the deep the star is not Bikuyeh, so this will not correct, because we are Chesh from Mizuh. So we may lay by Gerd and by Shtashim for the same thing. The Raya, to the Shittes Raya, and I'm sorry, the Raya to Shittes Rambam and Shittes Atesis, that Gerd and Shtashim are an exception, is from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that if he is Shriya, the believers he gets from Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't have to say for that. And only if the Baal is Na'aria, then it requires king. But if the Baal, as long as the Baal is not Na'aria, he's not, he doesn't require king. So certainly, so that's the Raya from Tetzlis and the Rambam. So if the Shriach in Eretz Yisrael does not have to be kind again. So when the Isha herself produces again, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Lorenz, he shouldn't have to be kind again either. All right. So that's a kasha of the Raivet. We'll discuss on the Shittes Raivet further later on. But anyway, so the Raivet is chelek, and according to the Raivet, there is no distinction between Shosh Tores on one hand and Getisho and Shtashichu on the other. Just as in all Shtores, there is a loche that the Baal Ashtar, the one who produces the Shtar, if it's not Nikuyim, Bezin tells him to be kind of living on the star, so by ghettos. But Tetzves and the Rambam, they are. But they give different explanations. Tetzves says the reason is why get is distinguished from other stories is because Mishmikin Akul Rabo. But the Rambam says, Shinkir Yisurin Kibin Amoman. Now what does it mean? Not a special bullet, because of Mishmikin Akul Rabo. But Yisurin does not have the same thing as Nimon. So, the Shittes Rambam is as follows. I mean, that's the prim shot in Rambam. Now, by Shtori Momen, so we say, if the Isha, I mean, the Maura, let's say, produces Ishtar Ovoi, against the lady, Shalom Ibon, of the lady, so best we will tell the Maura a week, we are not going to collect your debt until you authenticate. The Chassid is saying, You produce witnesses who will testify that that's their headline, that's theirs. Otherwise, you cannot collect. And that applies to all stories. If a mecher or if a mekeach will produce ishtar mechir or ishtar matonet from the mecher, so basically we'll tell him we're not going to recover that piece of land for you unless you are becoming the ishtar. But so that is if shalom. Now suppose it is. Suppose the lady is invested, and the lady says Mizui. The lady says Mizui. Something there, then he certainly cannot collect. Why? Because he's in Aldova. The lady is in Aldova. He's an interested party. So the lady has the monies. Like all timers of Aldova. He has the monies. So he, the mountain, produces a star of boy against the lady. Before, and the lady says, this star was forged. They even never signed it, no forged. So then the Malbec cannot collect unless they come and they testify that it wasn't forged, that they recognize the signature, that it wasn't forged. So, but if anything do not unlucky kind, they are simply saying, so then he cannot collect. Why? Because the lady, the Moldova, has the monies. He has the monies. To say it to him, because he's an interested party, so he has no money. So in Mele, even Shaloi the Shittes HaRambam, even Shaloi Bifon, there is a halacha of Psach Bichon Ilan. In other words, that all the times that the Baldova could have presented in this, had he been around, if he's not around, if let's say the Baldova produces it against the Yoshe, the Yoshim of the lady, or again the Likuches of the lady, and a new Mishtar is given from Chosim Shibboleth. So, or against the lady Shalom Bifonov. So he's a villain. because he's not around. Maybe if he had been around, he would say, this star was his fault. So there is another obstacle for Milay, that Beth has to present all the possible claims that the Baldomo would have been enamored if he had presented. Now, if the Baldomo had been around the lake or the Milay or the sun, so had been around, and he would have presented a claim that the star is forged, so then Beth wouldn't recover. So now that the Valve or the Likeach presents it against the Leve or against the Meicher, against the Meitzin, Shalei Bifnei Ameicher, Shalei Bifnei Ameitzin, Shalei Bifnei Aleve, so Bezdin acts as his advocate, and because of the Aloche of Psach Tichon Milei, and Bezdin presents all the tainus that the Baldova could have presented, that the Aloche of Psach Tichon Milei. So the Melee, the Aloche, so this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, Shehidiri Yisur Kidin Amonis. This Aloche of that Shalom Mifono, Uyachichish from Mitzuyen, is based upon the Aloche of Psach Tichon Milei. Because if the Baldova had been taken Mitzuyen, he would never. So the Melee, if the Baldova is Shalom Mifono, he and the Malve produces the Shtar against the Leve Shalom Yifono, or suppose the Leve died, and then the Malve produces the Shtar against the Yoshi, the children of the Leve. And they don't know whether it was for what it was. How should they know? They're not informed as to everything that transpired in their father's lifetime. So the Melee, the Yoshi are also in the Shtar is produced against the Likunas because he wants to be given for the Chosim Shubodim. The Likunas is not in a position to know. So then the Alochi is the best, has to become the advocate of the Malvi, who is anyway, who is in the Gedder, in the Pchir of anyway, because they don't know the facts. And Besdin has to present all the past, all the times that the Baldova, if he had been around, would have been enamored had he presented. So Besdin has to present the times. So it's based upon the Aloche of Tanina. That's the reason. It's based upon the Aloche of Tanina. It's based upon the Aloche of Tanina. So where is the child to say Psach Tichon Milei when there is a Baldova? But yet there is no Baldova. It is a matter. There is no Aloche of Psach Tichon Milei by Gedisha. It is a matter. So Mimele, this is what the Rambam means. Shehidinei Yisurum Kedinei Hamonis. Because by moment there is a Baldova. Mimele the Baldova would be there. So even if it is produced, shall it be fame of the world? So Besdin has to fulfill the role of an advocate of the Baldova on the basis of the Tirasakosu from Psach Tichon Milei and to present all the tainus that the Baldova could have presented. By that, there is no Baldova, and Mashtar Shichu there is no Baldova either. Even though Mashtar Shichu there is a Kiyin Momin also, and as far as the Kiyin Momin that the Odin has in the event, It's a monetary interest like any other Didimomenes, but the Shtar, the purpose of the Shtar is not to divest the order of the title, of the monetary interest. That is Mimele. The purpose of the Shtar is to be Shachar. Mimele the Eved. David gains something, gains a monetary interest, and Gordon loses a monetary interest. So mainly it's not his story. So if the Gordon cannot be considered as a Baldo. The Gordon cannot be considered as a Baldo. This is what I mean, this still has to be discussed. Visually by Gerd, so the Baal is not a Baldo. But by Shecho, so he should be considered as a Baldova. So that's a kash. Alright, that's a kash. But the Rambam says by Ge, the Rambam says, Sha'get yitzim tachas yodo, she'yidine lo yisum kidin amonis. In other words, that's the Rambam's. Now, Teisves does not say that. Teisves says that the reason is why we are not chenshish from Mitzuyim by Gedisha is because we should be doing a kilogram. Why doesn't Tetzel say the Rambam stop? Why doesn't Tetzel say the Rambam stop? Why doesn't Tetzel mention the time of the Rambam shame in so in our less? So it's mashma that according to Tetzel Shite, we don't have to be the reason as to why by Shtom moment. So the best will not collect from the Leibe, Shalibi Fleyale, or will not recover from the Leibe, from the Leibe, Shalibi Fleyale, Shalibi Fleyale, is not because of Sakhir, but as a matter of fact, you see, there is a Shittes of Hashem that even by Shtar Boye, best is when the Malkin is mitzvah, the Shtar Boye, again, the Leibe, shall be put up. So best is not a mitzvah. That's the Shittes of the Leibe Suits. Texas here says that best is the mitzvah. If the Malkin is mitzvah, the Shtar Boye, again, the Leibe, shall be put up. But the Shittes of the Leibe Suits is that best is not a mitzvah. By Shtar Boye. Now, why not? So, Tohuah has listed, but Mizuyev now. Why Tohuah? Yes, because Tohuah, because of the Aloch of Psach Picholilet. And since the Baldomov himself, the Levi himself, would never to retain Tohuah, so the Mele basically stayed in Tohuah on behalf of the Levi, on behalf of the Levi. But Mizuyev basically is not him. Why not? Because Mizuyev is a Yotzeh to Mishlichem. In other words, so that means the Aloha of Psach Shifa Mehilev applies only to something that is Shlich. Piroi Mishliach. It's very Shlich. Every Chayv has to be paid. So that's the natural thing, that's the regular thing. So Mehilev bets is the Mizut Poruah on behalf of the Leib Shalim. Or on behalf of the Yosh, or on behalf of the Yosh. Because Piroi is a kind of Shlich. Mashiach in Zuyev is a type of Mishlich. So the type of Mishlich is not it. So there is no Aloha of Psach Picholila in connection with something that is Mishlich. So that's the Shit of the Reed. Now it takes this. So the Reed holds that even Mishlach is not it. So we are not Rishish from Zuyev. Why? Because we don't apply the Aloha of Psach Picholila. We don't apply the Aloha of Psach Picholila because it's a time of Mishlich. That's the Shit of the Reed. Now, Tetz is here and he is very kind, and he says, I will be coming to Tanina Mizuyev in the first one of the same. The Muniki Mishat is high for Berlin, she took a lot of Mishat, she took a lot of Mishat, she took a lot of Mishat, the Britray, she will be fond of him, the same moment of the Kuches. So Tetz says, the reason is why Tetz is here and he holds that best will not collect from the Rebbe, she will be fond of him, from Yoshi. For Yoshi is not because best is staying in Israel. Two tenses here in Washington in Israel, that's an expression, but it's not on the basis of Psach Picholila. But this Shite here is because of the Shachis Chayim Lechol Berye, in order to avoid the situation that every unscrupulous person will be able to take advantage of a nice person by simply forging the Shtar. And then you produce it in Besdin, and then Shalom Fanov, and then Besdin will collect. So in order to avoid this unfavorable situation, of that's called the Shabbos Chayim Choberye, so the Chachomim Omi Sakei, the true indeed, that in the Raisin, there is Aloha, of the Yimachsum Lashta, Nasik Yim Shinachti, with the Son of Besdin. How is it that when somebody produces a star, we don't invest in it. If Aiden testify in Bezdin orally, so then there is a loch over the Rashi of the Chakata, or like the Chachomim or Misakim, that the Momenes do not require Rishokim. But with the Aizim, the Momenes require Rishokim. And by star, the Bezdin doesn't do anything. They don't investigate, they don't ask any questions, they just look at the Shtar and the Ektar. So that's because of the Aloche of the Machshuk of Shtar, Nasik Tach Tisbis. That's the Aloche, that's the Exasako. to get married until she authenticates the shtegel. So Jesus says, Mishimutuni Kulrama. So that according, that it's not natural to some basis until it is this kind of star does not apply to it. You see, so that's the machlokes between Tesis and Rabbi. According to Tesis, the reasonness why Bashtoni moment, so we must have Kiyum, Shalom follow, is because of the Aloha of Sakh Picholila. And according to the Rabbi, because of Pesach Picholila. So the middle of the Aloha of Pesach Picholila is only Shayah in moment, when there is Aldova. But by the end of Tzitzun, there is no shyness of Baldova of Pesach Picholila, of Tanina, to the Baldova. Why Bashta Shichovo? Right? That's another question. We'll discuss it later. But that is the Shinesa Ramah. What is the Shinesa and the reason is why Bashtova woman. So we require Kiyum Shalom Fono is not because of Pesach Picholila. The Aloha of Pesach Picholila doesn't apply. For the same reason that the Rishon says that it doesn't apply. Why? Because the Mizuyah is Tanin Lo Shvich. So the Tesla is here and it knows it. That Pesach Picholilem applies only to Tanin Lo Shvich. But it doesn't apply to Tanin Lo Shvich. But there is a special Dakone because of the Shabbos Chaim Lo Choperye that until the Shnach is dying, it's not natural to some Mizuyah. So maybe the same Dakone should apply to get Isha to, so this says, we should be Pune, Akilo Verbo. Alright, now, why is it Bashtar Shicho? So that's another question. I mean, it's not Mistaber to say that by that the Levin, that the Norton is not considered about the Norton. After all, a Norton has a Kinyan moment in addition to the Kinyan itself. So, from the point of view of the Kinyan moment, but the Kinyan moment, so it should be considered about the Baldova. Alright, that's a kash. We'll discuss it. Now, the first is, Hamim get, Avogad Mishtom Mishtomes. Avogad Mishtom Mishtomes, when now to go and get it. Get it now, Masha Leia, get it, 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 so why? So not words. So get is not the name for it, voice. Get is any shtar. So why? And here we are referring, the Mishnah is referring to a divorce, not to an ordinary shtar. So the Mishnah should say get isha, not get. So because we came to Egypt, Schach, before we came get isha, we should really became this here, the Tonic gets down. I should get isha. Uma, should be a new Mishnah. You'd make sure it's get. In Ramatan, we should get, Gimatri, you'd be. Rishon Rabishim Rabbi Boyer, Rishon Rabbi Yisakye, Rishon Yersi, Sefer Kristus. Kishir Yivrei Shiti, Namah Psikim, Minabor, Mishin Sivateo, Kidom Amor Vas, Reshitov, Inkoliyah, Abo Shiti, Vikom Sefer, Vesefer, Vihep Sekshelim, Vaidabel, Mishin Tevo, Vrchosh, Sheini, Yavachet, Vishini, Masha Vemayo, So, two time damage. One is because get the matter in the face. Get the matter in the face. And he says, in the name of Rabbi Goyen, Rav Sati Goyen, that because Torah says in Rav Jesus, so the melee has to be analogous, the Tzure has to be an analogy to the Tzure of Yisimah Torah. And Yisimah Torah, so we have Yudvei Shittin of Hepsek between the various Chumashi, the various Rari. Actually, we have more than Yudvei Shittin. In other words, we have 16 Shittin. But because the Abor Shittin between Ramidbar and Vori, that is not common. Alright, that is smart. It's not that. It's not that Al-Bedin that we require. Because first of all, there is no such aloha that get has to conform to the din of Sivan Kavanah. Even those alohas that are alohas in the Ksiva Sivan Torah itself do not apply to get. Yudu Padige. Aber das kann man mit Hamodes. It's not in the Aruche in the Ksiva Sivatova. This is the Aruche in the Hefsek, in the blank space that has to be left between one Chumash and another. So that certainly doesn't apply to Gerd Mizrahi. But that is because the Torah calls it Sefer Kvisus, so the Minek was adapted. So the Minek was adapted that it should bear an analogy in Tzume to the Tzume of the Sefer Torah in the number of Shumas, of Shittes, of Hefsek between the various ones. So that's the count for the Minek. That's the count. Now, alright, so this you understand. What's the pshat of the Tam? Tam says, Mashiach, Lichti, if they should get, even of the Tam, we should get the Matri in place. So what is that? What kind of explanation is that? Just because the get is the Matri in place, so I mean, that's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence. The get is the Matri in place. So because of that, so we should adapt the sort of humbly invasions because the gematria happens to be, the gematria happens to be in the face. But I think that the plain pshat of the town is, Rabbi the town will agree with the town of Rabbi Goy and Rabbi Sadiq. After all, I mean, they are the game, I mean. So they came before Rabbi the town. And they mentioned the town, I mean. So they probably had a kabbalah that this is the reason. Why should Rabbi the Tam reject the Tam, which is very reasonable, and as a smach? I mean, it's not a deal, as a smach. So why should Rabbi the Tam reject that Tam and mention another Tam? I mean, that just because the gematria of Get is invades, doesn't even make sense. I think that Rabbi the Tam is saying that not, Rabbi the Tam is not saying, as it is usually understood, that because Get is the matri in vase, that's why we have to have invasions. Why? Why was the term Get applied? After all, I mean, there's a lot of discussion. What kind of a word is it, Get, anyway? What kind of words? There's a lot of discussion. Various explanations are being given as to the meaning and the origin of the word Get. Now, some say that in Aramaic, in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, so Gate means separate, pull away. In other words, it is the same word in Aramaic like good to your own. What do you mean good to your own? Either I pull or you pull. In other words, when one person pulls away from the other, so then he separates from the other. In other words, if two people are bound, so then, and so how do you separate from? By pulling away. So that's the expression good. So it's gimel pulled out. And in Aramaic, so it can be mischalic between good and good. And we find a certain motion in Yerushalmi, got here means separate. So that's one explanation. Another explanation that is given by Bishayim as to the origin of the term Get, because it's a difficult word. I mean, what does it mean, Get? What's its origin? He said, there is the Kolbei actually says that the Chachomim coined that expression because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. Let's say Aleph and Beis. So we find the letter Av. So we have these two letters coming together. But Gimel and Tes coming together, we don't find in Tanakh in any single word. In other words, that means that Gimel and Tes, there is total separation. I mean, we do not find the match of Gimel and Tes. So what does Get mean? Get means that's the shtar that separates. That is kaleis, the relationship between husband and wife. So mele the Chachomim adapted that word gimel tes, because gimel tes, between the gimel and the tes, we don't find any connection in any way with the time. All right, that's another explanation. So the question arose, why did the Chachomim adapt calling this word get? So apparently I think this is what Hamitam did mean, because that sounds like, you know, like a... So it's not based upon a law like this. So he says we should get the matzah raised. Get the matzah raised. So because of that we have to have Yudveshitit. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'll be a law. But Abraham was trying to explain, like many other machines, the origin of the word get. So Abraham says, Abraham in mind. The reason as to why we have to have the place is, what's the smart? Because it's a good business. It's not mentioned in the Chazal, but this practice existed in the time of Rapsadi Goyim, you see, and long before Rapsadi Goyim. So the Dili Yisroel, the Kadmeini, decided, because of Sefer Krisis, that there should be a resemblance between the Tzure of Yisiva Torah and the Tzure of Igeret. So since in Yisiva Torah we have Yudvei Shittis in the blank space that are maps between one Chumash and another, so because of that, so the Kadmeini Mom Yisake after Sinasakam, that Get should also have Yudvei Shittis. So Rambam agrees with that. So that is it. So Rambam says that this minhag dates back from Chazal. This is why Rambam is mechadish. As a matter of fact, the Ashites and the Rambam Paskins that accept mokim nigune. So we cannot be matir a woman who got a get that does not have exactly patience. Only the Mokim Nigune. So in other words, so why should we machne like that? Only the Mokim Nigune, in other words, if the circumstances are such that if we'll require the husband to give another get, so then she will never be able to get married. So then it's alright. But if it's possible, you know, to be beside another get, which basically is not allowed to give a head out to the woman who received the get, that is perfect without any flaw, except that it doesn't have any issues. I mean, why should we machmir? Apparently, there was a shite, that this minute, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara in any place, it's not mentioned in Yerushalayim, it's not mentioned in the Sefer, but that practice prevailed in the time of the first Gehenim, so Rabbetam felt that this minute, this practice, dates back to Yimei Chazal, to the days of the Tanoim. So, and what is the raya? So the explanation is, and they were not, you know, there is the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre that Beis Nagod can be Gezer Zere, and can be Misakel Takone, and can be Manigimim. There are certain things that Beis was not Misakel, but they were Manig, they just introduced a certain place. Now let's say Vishchedesh. How is Vishchedesh? Is a minik. A minik from Chazal. That means that Chazal never wore Misakim without Vishchedesh to decide how well. But they introduced it without being Misakim. So it seems that the Arishani who held that this minik, it's not in Takonis Chachom. If it had been in Takonis Chachom, then the Gemara would mention. How is it possible that Chachomim should be sacred at Takone and not mentioned? But if it's a minik that the Tanoim or Rishayim, that the Tanoim or Rishayim introduced, that every get should have Yudvei Shuas. So why were the Chachomim manning that minik? Because the Torah says in Bakrisus, so the Chachomim were manning that minik. Introduce that practice that the get should bear resemblance in Tzumen to Yisra Torah. So because of that, the Chachomim coined the term get. the Chachamim. So coined the term get, because it has no meaning get. What? You see, according to one sheet of the Sheni, so get was coined by the Chachamim because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. To symbolize an absolute purity and separation between husband and wife, so they coined the new word. So the Chachamim coined the new word. You see from the whole point that the Chachamim coined that new word. So Rambam also holds that the Chachamim coined that new word. Why? Because that practice of having the Dvei Shmuris in the get is older than this word get. And because, so why did they coin the term get? Because the gematria of get is in veins, and since there is a practice from Davis of Shane that the get should have the Dvei Shmuris, so may not be coined that word for it. I think that's the chapter. All right, good.
Rashi says, "I may be getting him as a yam."
Call it which one? It's calling him as a yam. Why is that? She brought by the kam.
So according to Rashi, so the kam says, "Mivin as a yam" means every place from Chutzlars. So according to the Nakame,
if somebody believes if Ishtia believes he gets from Smuchelis, like in the Chagor,
so then he doesn't have to say it from Nakhdi. He does not have to say it from
Nakhdi. Only if it's not Smuchelis.
However, Kabbalah says that even from Smuchas, but both Tanakam and from Gamliel agree that if Ishriya believes he gets from what is called in Flores, so then he does not have to bring, he does not have to say for Nechmanach. So then the Reza says, Apirimi Kabbalah Yerud, not only if the Ishriya believes he gets from Smuchas, even if you realize it gets from the place, also. Now, what is Mukhais? Mukhais means very near at Israel. Mukhais is not near. A certain city could be very close to at Israel, but it's not Luva. It's not enclosed within the tomb of at Israel. What is exactly the meaning of Mukhais? Enclosed within the tomb of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi Bagdalet, I mentioned an example, I mean, we're not going to spend time on it. But really, as we approach this Gemara, so we see that Rashi. So what the really says that there are two shittas. One shot is that Mudrois means that if it is surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So that's called Mudrois. Let's say, if you have, let's say, here is Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and here is Chutzlaretz. Here is Chutzlaretz. And then you have a city that is surrounded by three sides of Eretz Yisrael. Here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael. So then it's called Chutzlaretz. That's one shot in the mirror. The second shot in the mirror is whether this coincides with the Rashi of Baal Adam, it remains to be seen. But then the, another pshat that the Miri mentions in the Glorious is that the Glorious means that if a certain village or a certain city is within the radius of 2,000 Tamor from Eretz, in other words, it's Smuchas means close, but it can be it can be removed by more than 2,000 pounds of Agadah. So it still goes. But if it is within 2,000 pounds, I mean, that's like it's from Shabbos. So then it's going on. So there are two shot in the myth, what it was. But anyway, so here we have Vushit is Tamer, the Tamekame. Tamekame says, I may be getting in a Zayam Toshim of Nechta for Nechta. But from Smuchels, he doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta, because to mention Mukhoritz, but the Muriel says, even from Smuchels, he doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta. Yeah, that even from Smuchels, he has to say for Nechta for Nechta. But from Mukhoritz, not. And the Brezza says that even from Mukhoritz, he has to say for Nechta. Now, Rishayim made the question against Rashi. Rashi says that the meaning of Mitnes Hayam is Chutzlaret. So that means that according to Tanakami himself, according to Tanakami himself, so any Shliach would have been as a get from any city in Chutzlaret, regardless how far it is from that as well. Chutzlaret. Rashi is Magdish Chutzlaret. Kol Chutzla Kol Yizyam. So suppose you have a city that borders on Eretz Yisrael. And it's 2 feet away, 1 foot away, 1 inch away from Eretz Yisrael. It's still Chutzlaret. As long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutzlaret. So there, it follows that the Kodit and the Kami is the same for Nechdan. But Ramgamiel is the one who says, Avamedu Minarekim Nechaga. Minarekim Nechaga. That means, from Smuchels, he doesn't have to say. So he has to say, I'm sorry. Even from Smuches he has to say. The implication being Tanakami, he doesn't have to say. And the glory is certainly according to Tanakami, he doesn't have to say. Because even the press doesn't agree, even from the meal will agree with Tanakami, that from the glory he doesn't have to say. But according to Rashi's Pshat, Kol Chutzma has come in as a Yam, so that implies any place beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's 1 inch away, even if it's Mukhas and even if it's Mukhas, as long as it's Chutzlaret. So because of that, many of the Shemim say that Mitnes Hayam does not mean Chutzlaret. But Stasis says that Mitnes Hayam means Ivokim Rachak. It doesn't necessarily have to be overseas, because overseas, a city that is overseas is far away. So any city that is far away, even if it's in Yagosha, even though it's not across the Yam. So it's called Minas Yam. This is what the Ritva says. I mean, this is the Shikos. Now the question is, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Kol Chutzlo has called Minas Yam. So then it implies that even according to the Kamen, who exempts Smuches and Mugloys from Yachtan, from Yachtan. But any city in Chutzlaret, even 1 inch away, as long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, he has to say from Yachtan, from Yachtan. So what is Ram Gamliel amazing? What Ram Gamliel amazing? Now, so we have to say that according to Rashi, that even the Tanikana, even Tanikana will agree that if a Shliach delivers a get, from a city that is Chutzlaret, and proximity is of no importance, distance versus proximity is of no significance. Even according to the Kabbalah, if a Shliach delivers a get from a city in Chutzlaret, he has to say for Nechta. No matter how close it is. But Ram Gamliel says, Achalei Minarekim Nechaga. According to the Kabbalah, Minarekim Nechaga. So it has to say for Nechta. So has to say for Nechta. According to Ram Gamliel, he has to say. But according to the Kami, he doesn't have to say, we from Nechta, if it's made Merak Mechaka. Now the question arises, is Rekim Bechabo in Eretz Yisrael or Rekim Bechabo in Chutz La'aretz? So most of the Shem say Rekim Bechabo is... Most of the Shem say that Rekim Bechabo is in Chutz La'aretz. However, when the Litva raises the question, again it's trashy. מדינת הים, פיר של אשר, דכל חוץ לארץ קורא מדינת הים, דיברנו מאוד. ומדינת, דמקי רמלמי אדום הרמים נראה כמאחדו, מה יעשה ומאים העדים ובאה ומחוץ לארץ מיום. דין לארץ ישראל לכולם לצורך שאין לו כבר נלך בפניך. ומקר למה דרקם אחד מארץ ישראל יהיו, אלו שלו קוף שלו לבודה. וכי פנאי, ומקר למה דרקם אחד מארץ ישראל יהיו, אלו שלו קוף שלו לבודה. זאת אומרת, so the information is the possibility of deterrence and discussion against Rashi. In other words, that we can say like Rashi, that he may come from the Kamer. Any place, if he should have gets from any place, from Chutz La'aretz, no matter how close it is, he has to say for Lechtim for Lechtim. But from Rekim Mechado not, because Rekim Mechado is Eretz Yisrael. Now, so, he's Eretz Yisrael. Let him in Rekim Mechado not so you. Hello. Shall we cop shall we boga? Now if it's Eretz Yisrael, why does Rav Gamliel say that from Rekim Mechega Chaba you have to say for Lechtim for Lechtam? Because, I mean just discussed cases. Because in the boga we are not kinishit. And the Kedusha Rishayna is Kitcho Rishayna is Kitcho Rishayna is Kitcho Rishayna and the Kedusha Shnir is Kitcho Rishayna is Kitcho Rishayna how we call him Kopshe Mitzrayim and Kopshe Rishayna so Rekim Mechado is comprised within those Kochim so Mele doesn't have Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael so that's why it's called Chutz La'aretz but actually it's Eretz Yisrael so that you can't say that we like to remain on Rekim Mechado Eretz Yisrael and we should Kopshe Mitzrayim and Kopshe Mitzrayim and Kopshe Mitzrayim in Chokhlim from Yachtam, Davke Belisa, Shekopshu, Dohama Bidmore, why can't you say that? The Musmuchay Sumukwelis Be'at Yisroel Plige, Mashma Vimuchutz Lati. Elo Shei in Smuchas, V'Aval Pish Yesh Yitchayik, so he says, that's no, it's not a conclusive wire, because you can say, true, that the Gemara talks of Smuchay Sumukwelis Be'at Yisroel, thus implying, that itself is Chutz La'aretz, but it's Mukwe Be'at Yisrael. In other words, as the Midrash says, it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael from three sides. And so one side is open to Chutz La'aretz, but on three sides it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mashma, that this itself is Chutz La'aretz. Is Chutz La'aretz. Now, if this itself had been Chutz La'aretz, according to that Pshat, so even Tanakami should say, that he is required to say for Nechtam and Nechtam. So we can answer that. Baha Kishi Yesh Nitfik Mulema. The Mishchol, the Mishmuchay, so we go is the Yikar Eretz Yisrael Koma. The Ayu Meisim Kochim Shekopshu. We call him a Kimi Nire. Bechirik. So he says that it's not a conclusive Raya. We can say like Rash, that the Pshatim in Dina Sayyam means Chutz La'aretz. So even that the Kami agrees that we wish we have a limit again from Chutz La'aretz Amish that was not even kosher in its Mitzrayim no matter how close it is it can be smuches to Eretz Yisrael it can be even be mugroyes to Eretz Yisrael but if it is Chutz La'aretz Amish that even the Mitzrayim will not give way so even that the Kami agrees that he has to say for Lechtem for Lechtem he has to say for Lechtem for Lechtem But Rekem Bechano and Tanakama holds, he doesn't have to say for Lechtem for Lechtem. Because Rekem Bechano and Kvaludim Lud, so, and Kvaludim and Kvaludim, so, it's Kopshua in Mitzrayim, so Mele Tanakama holds, since it's Kopshua in Mitzrayim, so Mele, he doesn't have to say for Lechtem for Lechtem. So to a certain extent, it is Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam says that even though that Kisha Mishayna is Kisha Mishayna and Kisha Zidrami, and Kisha Shnur and Kisha Shayna and Kisha Zidrami, how do Kosh and Kopshua in Mitzrayim, Kopshua in Mitzrayim, like Bishon? So Bishon does not have any Kisha Zidrami. But Lekabi other things that are told in Eretz Yisrael, like smicha. You cannot be masmich in Chutz Laaretz, you have to be masmich in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says, in the Sanhedrin, that kol mokim shekofshel Mitzrayim, afal pi shekofshel Boda, like Bishon, you can be masmich. You can be masmich. So we have that guy. About that, I mean about this is a battle, and about this thing in a certain territory. I mean, this is from this. All right, anyway. No, I don't want to look into it now. So then I discuss it. In other words, there are two things. There is Gush Eretz Yisrael and there is Hashem Eretz Yisrael. Let's say, we got it to us in Israel. So that is stolen Gush Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh. So, in other words, the Gush the Kedusha took effect through Kiddush. The first Kedusha took effect through Kiddush. And this Kedusha, the Kedusha that took effect through Kiddush, so by what he is, it's Kishon Shai, the word is also Kabbalah. So with the Golos, Vais Rishin, the whole Vais Rishin, Golos of Chabnetza, so the Kedusha that took effect through Kiddush, Yehoshua, terminated. So the Kedusha was gone. But then, what is the meaning of Eretz Yisrael? The plain meaning, the literal meaning of Eretz Yisrael. The land of Yisrael. What does it mean, the land of Yisrael? Now, suppose Jews would buy certain territory in Argentina. It's like Baron Rothschild. So here in that dream, there would be a settlement, a Jewish community in Argentina. And suppose they would buy a piece of land, a big piece of land, in Argentina, or in any part of the world. So, and title would be vested in Jews. Would that give it to Dina Das? Well, it has to show it. So in other words, Eretz Yisrael means, it doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, and then from Avraham Avinu, from the others, it descended by Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So too, in Eretz Yisrael there was a Chalukim. So every Shevet, as it is mentioned in Yeshua, so every Shevet got its Chalek, and then, in the Shevet itself, so there was another distribution among the various Batirabas. So the Jew in Eretz Yisrael acquired a certain piece of territory, a certain piece of land, in which he had five titles. But how about Yerushalayim, where is all the Shevetim? So to whom does it belong? It doesn't belong to Yehuda, it doesn't belong to Bilami. Yerushalayim, where is all the Shevetim? So to whom does it belong? So it doesn't belong to Jews. To whom does it belong? It belongs to Klal Yisrael. So even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, that was Nishal Kol Shevetim. So side by side with the private title that a certain Jew of the head that belongs to a certain Shevet had in a specific piece of land, there was the collective title that was vested in Klal Yisrael and in all of Eretz Yisrael. But in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, so that was distributed among the Shvatim and among the various Batirabas. So there is an individual title also, the individual title in a specific piece of land. But there is all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, there is no specific title of any specific Jew. But it's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. It's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. So in a way, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact that collective title is vested in Klal Yisrael. So that gives it a din Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ligabis Michael, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not. The fact that Klal Yisrael has collective title in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that is enough to qualify it as a place where you can be masked. You can be masked all that way around. You watch a color of the way that we call. So the Allah is that the Yirat Rebor, the scaling of the Yirat Rebor, have to say, Yodeinu Shofkas Adonazeh. But Eglaruf is only made in Eretz Yisrael. It's not made in Chutz Laaretz. So that doesn't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. So again, every walking to the Mitzrayim walking, and even though they were probably a martyrage, so the Kedusha Mishenu, the Kedusha Mishenu was proper, and the Kedusha Shmiel was not realized, was not chavaneh, but the Shema Eretz Yisrael, it has. Why? Because the Shema Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Matan and Akedush Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. So in Mele, of course it goes without saying that the Boris Nebuchadnezzar or Boris Titus did not advise it by best title. The Ritual Yisrael and Hebrew and Eretz Yisrael. So in Mele, Shema Eretz Yisrael meant. So but regarding which is at least Boris, which is at least Boris, are based upon Kedusha. So Kedusha was Boris. But the Shema Eretz Yisrael was not Boris. In Mele, so this is what the Ritual says as a possible talent. I'm Rashi. And he doesn't agree with it. So he rejects Rashi's plan. But the Ritual himself says, I have appreciation in the Gemara. In other words, there is no lie from the Gemara that the Smuchis and the Mugrois, that according to the Kamei, the Shliya doesn't have to say before the Rashi from Rechta. So, Chutzlaretz. No, because according to Rashi, we have to say that if it's Chutzlaretz Amish, it doesn't even have the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So then the Tamekame will agree that the Shliach has to say from Echtam from Echtam. But Tamekame says, maybe we'll have a Chada and Kvaludim, smooth as in the voice, that while they were probably not Kavish, but they were Mitzrayim or Kavish. So the name of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael doesn't have. But the Shema Eretz Yisrael, it has. So maybe that's not Mitnes Hayam. Mitnes Hayam is called Chutzlaretz Mamish. That does not have Shema Eretz Yisrael. So then, Rabbi Gamliel says, Achamim Mehev Mechana has to say from Yechna from Yechna. In other words, even though it is not Chutzlaretz, but it has a Shema Eretz Yisrael, but and so he also has to say for Lachta Belachta. And the Kandamir is made that Mugrois, and that kind of a Mugrois that has a Shema Eretz Yisrael itself, and it's Mugre in the Tchumim of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So Abreza says, even from such a place he has to say for Lachta Belachta. Whereas according to Tanakami and Kandamir, he doesn't have to say for Lachta. So the people himself gives it carrots, but the Ritva doesn't agree with us. But if I should have to say that, what the Ritva says, I have appreciation. Alright. Now you'll see that the Ritva himself, in the cases of the Ramas and Rashman Kedorim, says that Ekim the Chagor is a Baratz Yisrael. The Ritva himself, yes? Yeah, okay, so that's very kasha. He calls it Chutzlaretz because these are being Kedusha, so it's Chutzlaretz. You see, as far as Kedusha is concerned, it's Chutzlaretz. Yes?
I can explain Rashi
what the Chutzlaretz. Yeah, but he also means Mosul Mochet. I know. Alright, okay. But I know, then he is like Yad Vashem, like Jesus. But the Ritva, the Ritva assumes that Rashi means not Mokim Ochek, any Chutzlaretz, and the Ritva himself mentions the possible Tarets, but he considers it as a day. God. Now, the Tezus himself, in the Dibur Masa, Vashko Givorim says that Rekim Bechado and Ashkelon are from Eretz Yisrael. Now, that means Mugrois. The Hachomim are living, it's all Shirim are living, but we're not going to have time, and we're living in the Messiah. We are 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 living in the Messiah. So, according to what is done, of the vision in which we came, so we understand it very well. And the Maskolah of the Gemara is the deep Mekonim to Rabbe, who says that the Tamil from Nachtam from Nachtam is because of the Shmo, that Rabbe is in the Rabbe. Some may know it, So that's why I'm going to say, So she went up for an earth and for an earth down. She would not have been earth down. So she got the only way of him, Abdullah Munir means like Berlin. So there's an Eastern zone and then a Western zone. So there are different governments. And they were not fit. You couldn't immigrate from one zone of the same city into the other zone. So remember, there is no communication. So the mayor had to say, for now. Have you been in the American Chinese or the American Chinese? We are going to go in. So that means, have you the nation's borders? So he says, from Balkan and eastward, Balkan included. So if Shnia brings a gate from any place east of Balkan, and Balkan included, so he has to say, for Lachtan, so that means that Balkan is the border, the eastern border. We ask for the border, if Shnia brings a gate from south of Ashkelon, and Ashkelon included, so he has to say for that when left hand, because he of course not. We lack a bit of backwards of me, because he had when he was a kid, north of Zako, Ako included. So then, yes, he said for that when left hand, the mayor of him had got so to give me. And then he was his soul, and he told Shalim, I'm from a left hand, we're from a left hand. That the Takone, or from that when left hand, only applies to me as I am, to Chutz Lorenz. It doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael. Why? So, first of all, in Eretz Yisrael they are beginning Shmo, and then in Eretz Yisrael they are always saying it to the time. The English are very, but in the bar comes and the Knesset, he says, it's forged. So then the Eidim have to verify it. The English are these Eidim, the signatories themselves, or other Eidim, or the president that recognizes the signature of the name, so they themselves authenticate the gate. That's the Rashi. I mean, there is a lot of people who say, I'm not going to come up, so I'm going to be a little bit. The time we call it not, we should be as a bad as a shlech in Oche, take a mechado, time we should come to Boho, it have been a direct mechado, and if I would leave, she will hold more as the root, she will speak a lot, the Emirates Israel, and the forest put down, החום ממנו מפורש מהמאיץ שאתה נקם לבר אישה והמלך בארץ ישראל בגלל הים נעדמו לרב מאוניה בדמור מפורשים לאחה שאולי בשני אדמו ומקדום זה על זה שאולי נעדמו איזו נכנוס לחר אותו ובדיוד אם נדרך למאיץ אחמר את בצבי איפה נזרוח כאן מזה ים וכך זה בעצמו נדרס כמו נזרוח אלי לא יקרה את ישראל ואבל אם נדרך למצוא חום נפנח ופנח וכן כולם רק כמו נזרוח את ישראל וחוץ עלו ויעשקו ותראינו ויעקו ותראינו אבל why doesn't he mention the borders the western border, and the mayor of the Eretz Yisrael, and so on, Sheher HaGodeil, and Gur, Kichzim, and Gur Yam, Gur Lohem HaYam HaGodeil. Him Yishar HaGodeil, and Shabbat Nehara Shemizuye, Yizkai in Bechel Nismo, and you eat the Eidim of Simas Yudeyem, and you eat the Machir and Tarkir of Simas, Simos of Kosher, and you eat the Eidim, and Stom of Kosher, to Abgir and Nishmo, and you eat the Eidim of Tomi Bekaini, כי באמרים המדמור בבתים דינים כמו יהיה.